With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As diplomatic efforts to end the war continue, so does the violence. BBC correspondent James Reed.
Ukraine's Air Force said the Russian attack involved swarms of drones, as well as cruise and ballistic missiles, launched from the land, sea and air. Large explosions were reported in Kyiv as air defense systems tried to protect the capital. Ukraine has also been striking Russia, with attacks reported in the border regions of Krasnodar and Rostov. The upsurge in violence follows days of intense diplomacy aimed at ending the war. Russia appears determined to maintain the military pressure, as both sides seek to influence U.S.-led efforts to achieve a peace deal.
Residents north of Houston in the suburb of Spring dealing with cleanup now the past day after following that at least one tornado, maybe two, that blasted the area. More than 100 homes suffering major damage. No injuries have been reported. National Weather Service meteorologist Bradley Brokamp.
We saw a lot of roofing damage that had occurred over the area. There's a lot of residential homes. There's a fire department building that had taken a bit of siding damage on it. I saw a shed that had gotten tossed and also crushed. Plenty of trees falling on cars, too.
Elsewhere, heavy rain and storms in Georgia, Mississippi, and Alabama. Heavy snow in North Dakota, and more on the way in the Great Lakes region later Wednesday. By the way, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade likely to be dry but cold. More winter weather, though, could hit the central and northern U.S. over the weekend. Democratic lawmakers who appeared in that video urging troops to defy illegal orders are now saying the FBI has contacted them to begin scheduling interviews. This is SRN News. Well, another city declares itself to be a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolforth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolforth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
Annual Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg is open nearly a year after it was the scene of a car ramming attack that left six people dead. City and organizers of the market investing $300,000 in new security systems, including concrete blocks that are supposed to keep cars from entering the pedestrian area. The attacker, by the way, on trial charged with murder. This is SRN News. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says she will not be seeking re-election. Bowser has served three terms. Last year, President Trump sent hundreds of National Guard troops there in a crime-fighting mission. Some of her constituents said she should have pushed back more on actions taken by Mr. Trump, while the majority of residents praised the president's decision. Well, it happens every Thanksgiving. The President of the United States takes time out to pardon a pair of turkeys. And this year is no different, even with a little, stand-up comedy thrown in.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people.
More details at SRN News. I'm Jason Walker.